Welcome to Modulations, and this is the V for V version, the value for value, and it's going out on Wavelake. I think it's pronounced Wavelake, and I published quite a few tracks in Wavelake of late, and they've all been doing rather well, and getting zaps, and being featured on other podcasts, such as Radio Stereon, the Homegrown Hits, and a couple of others whose names have completely eluded me. So sorry about that, guys, but it's great. I mean, these tracks have only been going up onto Wavelake for a very short period of time, and that is it's a testament to the platform, and that it's totally democratic. It's easy for anybody to get on board with it and publish their music there, their podcasts, and get engagement, whether it's through sharing, good feedback, general chats and conversation, or you're getting zaps. And it's an interesting space. I came into it from a slightly different angle. I've not been a Bitcoiner for a long time. I think I bought one Bitcoin back in 2018, and then sold it. And I'm joking. I might have bought. And probably, I'm guessing everyone has. I think everybody probably bought Bitcoin as an experiment and thought, well, this is worth nothing. It's worth like a fraction of a dollar, whatever it might have been at the time. And I think it's now gone over 100,000 recently. So anybody who did keep those imaginary coins back in the day are now looking at those people who snubbed it and are going, ha 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 ha, or something like that. Anyway, oh man. So yeah, I've got back into it recently through another blockchain platform called Hive, as in hive.io, and that's a good platform. I think some hardcore Bitcoiners might go, no, it's not a proper setup, but no, it is. I've done nicely on Hive so far, but the important thing is they have V4V on there as well. And the way it works is that you can literally kind of bridge Hive to Bitcoin and Bitcoin to Hive. So, and it got me into to Bitcoin that way, because there's a number of projects on Hive that are very in line with Bitcoin and support the Bitcoin project, as it were. So, but the general idea that really appealed to me from the start was the very fact that you can publish content and you can earn from it almost straight away. So Hive, for example, works with upvoting, and each upvote will basically earn you some Hive or HBD or both. And and with Nostra, basically, not necessarily just Nostra, but with the whole sort of SATS ecosystem, the Lightning Network. You may not sort of earn it something for posting it straight away, because it's more of a sort of considered setup, really. I think probably the more people you follow, the more people follow you, perhaps the more you will earn. But if you publish something that people think that's really interesting, or it's a piece of music and they really enjoy it, or you put together a video that people enjoy, or whatever it might be, or it's it could be a piece of code, it could be anything, and people will zap you for providing good content, and in some cases, I think one of my tracks on Wavelake, just looking at my computer here, it earns 317 sats almost within 24, well, I think it was within 24 hours. And that was 217% growth on the previous month. And so I think most stuff I publish on Wavelake does earn something. Some tracks more than others. And it's very encouraging, and certainly spurs you to keep on going. It's funny, isn't it? So we're so motivated by motivated by money, but anything that has value, if it's money, gold, or some kind of bartering system, which I think crypto, blockchain, etc., has that kind of built into it. Like, it has its own economy, its own economic system. So Hive has it, Bitcoin has it with its, like, its halving and all that kind of stuff. But it introduces some interesting tokenomics to the mix. Modulations. The podcast started out on Substack originally, and it's still going on Substack. I haven't cancelled it or anything like that. In fact, Substack is a good platform. I thought I'd produce a special podcast for Wavelake. So if you've not come across my work on Substack or anywhere else before, I am a musician, coder, photographer, just a creator, I suppose you could say. So musically, I got into learning how to play keyboards when I was a kid. I then learned how to play guitar when I was a bit older. And basically, the keyboards won over the guitar, to be honest. And then back in the 90s, I got into working with Cubase and the DAW, and it's making music on computers, basically. So fast forward a good 20 years or so, and it sort of happened around sort of COVID. I had time on my hands, so I wasn't able to go anywhere. I got back into making music. That's when I got into Ableton and dusted off an old keyboard of mine, and then it led on to buy like a new keyboard, some new synthesizers, a new MacBook, and more recently a new iPad. It's now my third iPad. And on the iPad, which has become my favorite platform for audio, music, etc., etc., and I'm using it to record this podcast onto. I use a piece of software called AOM, and it's essentially a mixer and you can set up any number of channels, some of which would be like a microphone channel, which is what I'm using to record what you've heard so far, and then channels for other audio, such as virtual instruments like this synthesizer, for example. Let's bring it up. And that one's called Continua. So the plan is, with modulations, is to work my way through as many of these AV3s as possible and to put together some little demonstrations with them to talk about how they work and stuff like that. So taking Continua, for example, it's kind of play around some different sounds. And the iPad, because I've got this routed through a Mini Fuse 4 made by Arturia, into which my microphone is connected and the iPad. I can also hook up to that a MIDI keyboard, which I've not got set up at the moment. It's using the on-screen keyboard to trigger notes, not going to do anything wild or wonderful in this podcast. It's going to be just a bit of an introduction, to be honest, to what's coming up on Wavelake and via Nostra, etc. So I'm going to find some other sounds, maybe a bass sound or something like that, something buried. Okay. It's a really good instrument. Continua is, I remember, audio damage. So audio damage, they make a lot of plugins for desktop. So some really good effects plugins that are incredible, like this one, for example. So that's a synth instrument. I'm going to add now is I'm going to add two things. I'm going to add an effect. Talk about audio damage. I'm going to add one that's called Other Desert Cities. And this is rather sweet. And then I'm going to add a MIDI plugin now, which is called Glitch Step. And what you do is you channel the MIDI plugin to like that. That's a nice start, actually. That's really good. I'm just going to take the fader down on the Continua for a second. That's going to set up glitch step, so it's not sort of, it's going to, bear with me one moment. I'm going to give it Phrygian in a key of F and randomize the notes. And let's fade it back in. And I think we can add some drums to that, which sound rather nice. So let's see what I've got. I'm hoping I've got access to, it's not installed. I forget what I've got. Actually, I tell you what I can do. It wasn't the way I was thinking of. This is the thing. Sometimes you get... you plan to do something and you fire it up and then it's not set up. Classic. Right, so I'm going to go into quieter sampler and we've got some drum sounds in here. I think it's throwing it a bit there. I think it might be a good start. So I can put it into a sequence. Chromatic. Love it. That's why I like music so much. You can see in no time it's whatever. Okay, I've got a bit of experience with this stuff, but there's a little bit of a synth line there and a simple beat and some wonderful effects. You can cook something up pretty quickly, and that is just so good. So kind of recapping here, we've got some first class effects set up on the audio to capture my narrative, and we've got quite a sampler. And there was something else I came up with the other day, going off on a bit of a tangent, because one of the things I love doing, and it's part of the introduction really to modulations here on Waveflake, the V4V universe, and that is a field recording. And not so long ago I was in Mexico, and we were staying quite close to a rainforest, and the hotel was right on the coast, and we'd get all kinds of wildlife coming through, and some wonderful animals, and our closest relatives, the monkeys, Not the Monkees, as in, hey, hey, we are the Monkees. Do, 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 do. I'm not a singer, by the way. but these guys. Hang on, I'll turn the volume down. Right, duh. Right. That might be how it's going to burn your ears out. Yeah, so we were in our room and we could hear the Monkees nearby making their wonderful sounds. And I think I was playing around with a sample earlier on. Let's go back a bit because I think I got a better recording at the start. Let's try again. Yeah, it's fantastic. But what can we do with the Monkee sounds? That's a challenge I've got. I wonder what it sounds like when we reverse it. Maybe not so much different, actually. Let's try it. Yeah, it sounds very similar. But I could put this through some effects, because Quarlet's got a lot of really nice effects built into it. So we can go and try some out. And I'm going to go open up my mixer and I'm going to put in some filter. I'm going to go back to sample. How's it sound? I'm not sure it's channeled through. Let's try it again to filter and. I'll do some, okay, let's turn the cutoff down. And. Okay, so what I want to do is to kind of isolate parts of the Monkees' vocabulary, or so to speak, and go right down to, we could chop up the sound actually. Now that might be an option. Let's go into auto chop, and we can get set up to chop on the transients, which is not a bad place to start. Let's go with that. And you see what's going on here. You can take short phrases of a natural sound and you can map it to a keyboard and give it like a minor scale. That's nice, I like that. So go back to the mixer and I can give that some other characteristics. I could delay perhaps, just go and give it. And in order to kind of audition the effects, I'm going to record some kind of a sequence with that. And in sequence recording mode, select a slot. So I pitched it down and you can do so much with the sound, and I can add more effects to that and go bonkers with it, to be honest. I put in a tape delay, actually. The tape delay in Koala is really, really nice. Let's give it something. And turn off the other delay. So what I did there, I went back to the original sample shop and I edited the selection from the original sample, if that makes sense. So I moved the selectors to go back to the start of the original sound, and you can still hear the tail on that reverb. It would take a long time to fade out completely. So, I'm going to leave it at that. You've been listening to Modulations, the work of myself, Nick Lewis, here on Wavelake, and I'll be doing some more stuff very soon. So I hope you come back to listen to more of this, to more of my sonic adventures. Thank you very much. And bye for now.